This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Yes, we are lawyers, but we do this for fun, and we do it for the money.
We do, okay.
Let's see. Cal, have you got your check in the mail yet? Hold your breath still?
I think what happens is I live in a bad neighborhood, see, and the check just never makes it. It's like my tax refund. I never get it.
What about you, Denise? What about yours?
I get my 2 bits.
Oh, you're getting 2 bits out of it?
Lucky.
We do this for fun because we love the law. We love to talk about the law. Todd Kunin is to my left. He's a criminal lawyer. He has his own practice. He's a former prosecutor for the district attorney's office in Tennessee and in California. Denise Dirks is a very wonderful family law lawyer. I'll tell you a very quick story. I was actually Judge Pro Tem on settlement conference.
I wanted to tell that story.
You wanted to tell it. Tell the funny story.
Okay, so I was also temporary judge.
And we didn't know that.
And I'm on the bench, and I'm right between a case, and Fred calls me, and I see it, and I, like, answer and go, Fred, I'm judging right now, so I can't. I'll have to call you back. And he goes, where are you? And I said, Placer County. He goes, what department? I said, 43. And he goes, I'll be right there. He comes in and he sits down, and I'm finishing up a case, and, you know, we have to ask the...
You missed the most important part. I go, I'm Judge Pro Tem also.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah,
I hung up.
No, I said, I'm a Judge Pro Tem also. I'm just down the hall from you.
So anyway, I finish with the case, and then I say, Mr. Penny, please approach the bench.
I said, yes, Your Honor. And the bailiff was looking at me like, what's going on here?
It was really funny, and it took me a second because I didn't hear you. Hear you say you were a judge pro tem, and you're asking me a question. I'm going, I need to do a conflicts check. You go, No, you're not.
I just have a question.
Question for you.
And
then he finally said, Denise, I'm temporary judge in civil settlement. I got it.
So I was doing. She was doing. Domestic stuff, and I was doing a civil case, but I can't, we don't talk about the cases. We don't want to say it on the air, but it was just we needed some, as a judge pro tem, I needed some advice from her on an issue that, of course, she knew. But anyway, it was kind of fun to have Denise there. And what are the odds of Denise and I, without talking to each other, judge pro teming at the same time, same courthouse?
What day was this?
This was Friday. Yesterday.
I was there, too.
I was downstairs in 30 yesterday. In the morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Okay.
It was morning because I do 8:30 to 1.
Yeah.
And you do 8:30 to 9.
Noon.
No courts are open on Friday afternoon. Come on, man.
So you were there too?
I was there down in Department 30 at 8:45.
Cal, were you there?
If I'd have known, I would have come, but I'm sorry, I wasn't invited.
Cal would walk in and go, Your Honor, I'm Cal Hunter, not a lawyer, but I am the host.
Right.
I'm the producer of Radio Law.
And I think I'm a lawyer, so can I step in and make a statement?
I would have said, you're out of order, please have a seat in the galley.
And I'd have said, no.
Something tells me if I'd shown up, I'd walk in, Denise would be up there. Mr. Kunin, here for the plaintiff or defense. Defense, ruling for plaintiff. We're done.
That's it. You know what's interesting? I also had the opportunity to go up to Sierra County, California. Sierra County is a very rural county.
Beautiful.
One of the most beautiful parts of the state of California. Those of you, we have people listening to us from all over the country. We have Texas and Nevada and stuff. But there's a Sierra County, and they have, it's kind of the old system that's where a lot of the Wild West was in the old days. And the actual old courthouse, and it's everything in one. You got the sheriff and the jail, the courthouse, the probation department's all in this one building right next to the river. The views are gorgeous, and next to it is a gallows. is one of the is a replica of the original gallows. You can actually look out of the courtroom and look out of the jail and see the gallows. So go to our Radio Law Talk Twitter account. I posted it on our Instagram account too. It's a picture of the gallows that you can see. You're sitting in court as a defendant, and there's gallows. Well, actually, you can see it better out of the sheriff's department.
Wow.
And so I went and took a picture. The probation chief probation officer, shout out to Jeff Bosworth, said, "You've got to see this relic sitting here just outside," because I couldn't quite see what it was, and sure enough, it's a gallows. So there you go. It's going to remind you what you're going to have to do if you don't do what's right or you lose your case. So it's called Sierra County. Those of you, look it up. Look it up. Sierra County gallows picture or gallow picture. And so I did that. But today we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk, not a lot of fun, but we're going to talk about some the admission scandals. We've got a few latest admission scandals. We're going to talk about Stairway to Heaven lawsuit. This is coming back. We've talked about it before. It's on our podcast. Very important information that's coming forward in that. And InfoWars and some information about that. We're also going to do a case or no case. Remember, call us at 855 Law Radio if you want to play along with case or no case, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. And if you want to contact us at some time, you're listening to our podcast later, you can email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, we can't give you legal advice. Some people do try to call in here. We want to hear your calls. We want to hear your case. But say, hey, give me advice on what I should do in this case. We can't do that. We're talking about general topics of law. Go to our disclaimers page, and you'll find out exactly what we're talking about. So without further ado, Cal, can we do a case or no case?
Sure.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Now, sleeping one's way through murder.
Ooh.
It's time for case or no case, a one-point case per se, because it's obviously a case. We go to England, where a man in the military there, Sergeant Willis Boshiers, was a U.S. serviceman based in the United Kingdom. He woke up one morning and realized there was a deceased woman at his feet. He realized that didn't look too good for him, so he tried to dispose of the remains on an isolated English street, and the authorities got involved. He actually confessed to strangling a local woman named Jean Constable in the early hours of New Year's Day, 1961, but he said he had an excuse that would certainly get him acquitted. So, I ask you, can a military man confess to a killing and literally get away with murder? And if so, why? By the way, if you get this answer precisely, a 3-point bonus. 3-point bonus. And that is case or no case. And I think it's Fred Todd's turn to go first. Okay, Mr. Cunin.
All right, just want to make sure. You. Just want to make sure I heard this correctly.
Yeah.
He wakes up. There's a woman dead at his feet.
You know, where? Yeah.
So she's dead there.
Right.
He admits killing somebody else.
No. He says, "I must have killed her. I guess I'm."
Oh, he admits he killed her.
Yeah. Well, he says, "I must have. She's here," and you know. Yeah. And then he tried to hide the body, so kind of a tacit admission.
Okay. And did you say? So I'm confused as to.
But then he said he had an excuse as to why the killing took place and why he should get away with it.
Why he? Okay. All right.
Okay.
And you've already told us that it was a case. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to say that. He is acquitted. All right. That's the you want to know the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that he is acquitted. The problem that I've got right now is trying to figure out why he was acquitted.
That's the big money
question. And I hear the music. And since my colleagues are going to have through the break to think this through, can I have through the break to give the second half of my answer, which is. But I just got to run through something mentally to figure out why, and I'm not looking for stuff.
I was going to say, and look on the internet.
Yes. No, not looking.
No looking on the internet. No, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to be back, and Cal's going to tell us about this case, and then Denise and I are going to give our opinion. We'll be right back with Radio Law Talk.
Remember, every episode of Radio Law Talk is available on our website, radiolawtalk.com. You can podcast it or listen to us live.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at Northwest Compacting.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Okay, this guy's standing there and he finds this in England, this dead body down by his feet. And he said, well, I better dispose of this because I think I did something. I must have murdered this gal, and this is in 1961, and this is a true case. And so we all agree that it's a case, but Cal wants us to determine whether or not the guy was found guilty of murder and how it occurred or what occurred.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out on what basis some kind of a judgment would have been made. So, Todd, okay, you had some thoughts on this?
Well, the only other question I've got for you is, as far as the answers, if I say that he was not guilty of murder, but they find him guilty on a lesser offense, is it...
If you get that right, that's 3 points.
Okay, so if he's guilty of something different, it's not necessary...
Get the answer correct, okay, and it's 3 points.
So this is my thought on this. If the guy had no knowledge and he wakes up and his story is, look, I just saw her there, and I guess I'm the one that killed her. Not all killing of human beings is murder. Okay, if you kill somebody in self-defense, if you can prove it, it's not a charge at all. There's manslaughter, there is voluntary and involuntary manslaughter, and so I think that his defense here is, you can't prove that I killed this person with malice aforethought. So even though I admitted to killing her, it's not murder. It might be something else, but it's not first-degree premeditated murder. And so I think he's saying, you can't do that, but the fact that he was asleep and seems to have no other recollection, I believe this is the genesis of the mental defenses. He's probably going to claim that he was blacked out, whatever. You have to have anything that you do, there's got to be a union of action and intent to do it. And if he's saying, I was asleep, I was blacked out, I didn't know I was doing this, then that would act as a defense. And I think that's, because your third point was legal theory, and where does this go to? This, I think, is the genesis of the mental defense.
Because we've all heard of people in court saying, Your Honor, I don't know if I murdered this woman or not because I was intoxicated at the time or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
I've had DUI cases where guys say, yeah, I guess I was driving. I don't remember. I took Ambien. I was asleep. And guess what? That's a warning now on Ambien labels.
Good point.
And
all right.
So, the mental capacity wasn't there. But I think he's acquitted of murder, because they can't prove that he had the necessary mental state to commit it, and this case is the genesis of that.
Denise, your thoughts?
Well, not only can you say self-defense as part of a defense thing, but defense of another person. So if there's another person in that room with him and her, he could have said that, you know, that woman had attacked the other person and that he acted in self-defense of that other person and strangled her to protect that other person.
So defending...
So that could be a defense as
well.
Your
life or property or the life or property of others, I guess.
It's not property.
Okay, life of others.
Yeah,
okay.
It would be just life of others or something. But I think the key here is 1961.
Okay.
I think that it has to do with that time frame. For me, it's something very important about that. We have a serviceman who's in England, and he wakes up, and there's a dead woman in bed with him, and he tries to dispose of the body, and then he says, look, I strangled her, and you can't do nothing about it. And maybe back in 1961, servicemen had also some kind of immunity like diplomats do, or something to that effect. And so that's what I'm going to say, because I just think something like that is, it wasn't wartime, it was, or maybe it was in a wartime or something, but he had some sort of immunity, and so he is, it's a case, and he is not found guilty.
Interesting. Great legal theory, I think. I'm no legal person, but a great, interesting theory from a layman's standpoint. That's what I should have said.
I should say that there was no case even brought against him.
Ah.
Because you said it's a three-pointer.
Well, I said it was a case. I already said there was a case. But yeah, Mr. Pendy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say all this stuff. It was in bed that he found her? I thought he found her just sitting, laying, just, were they in bed, or was he standing there and she was
he
on the ground?
He found the woman at his feet.
Okay. That's when she mentioned the bed, I'm like, I didn't hear
that. That was a Denise add-on. That's okay.
Okay. All right. So the answer is Todd had the right theory. I'm following Todd's theory, but for a different reason.
Obviously.
But that's what I was thinking even before you said that. You know, he had to have mens rea, right? Isn't that the old saying? You gotta know what you're doing. I think he was drunk. He didn't know how he got there. I think this individual, was he a Navy man or
Serviceman.
Serviceman.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't even know if he was at that scene at the time. I think he actually was there trying to help her as she was dying of something. She had been shot. Help me, I've been shot. He's helping her. She falls. But he's so hammered drunk, he didn't know what happened. I think he just happened to be there. He had nothing to do with the death. He happened to be there, and she happened to be at his feet. I think he even was trying to help her to some degree, and that's what happened. And he's found not guilty.
A plausible theory. After all, it was on New Year's Eve, and he was a military guy, right? So you never know about that. Okay.
Well, what do you think? Do you want to tell us about this now, or you want to just hang on? I would hang on for a minute, because I think this is going to be an interesting theory. I think I'm right.
Well, I'm going to give you a brief, what's the word I'm looking for? Vocabulary test. And if you pass the vocabulary test, you will know the answer to this question. And the word is somnambulism.
S?
Somnambulism. S-O-M-N-A-M-B-U-L-I-S-M. Somnambulism.
I know the answer.
Sounds to me like a drunkism. I don't know. That's interesting.
A drunkism.
Well, okay, we're going to find out what's going on with this case or no case in a minute. How much time? We got enough time, Cal, to go on, or let's just get out of here.
Well, I think I can tell you really quickly, but I'd like to hold on to
the drama.
What
you want us to answer to?
Somnambulism. What is somnambulism, Denise?
Well, you're going to ask me first?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Because I know what it is.
I know what it is.
Sleepwalking.
Oh, what do you know? Sleepwalking.
I may be right, because I said he may not have been there when the thing happened, and I think that's exactly right. I think I'm right. Well, we'll be back. Cal's going to tell us the answer to this story. It is a case, but how does this individual get possibly prosecuted for the death of this lady at his feet?
How does he get away with murder?
We'll be right back.
Get away with murder. Rest of Case or No Case is coming up after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is out with a warning about the future of our nation's economy. The president took to Twitter on Saturday and said the Trump economy is setting records and has a long way up to go. However, if anyone but me takes over in 2020, I know the competition well, there will be a market crash the likes of which no one has seen before. The Hong Kong government is suspending consideration of a controversial extradition bill that would have allowed those charged with crimes in Hong Kong to be extradited to mainland China for trial.
We are suspending
the legislative work in order to allow more time for communications, explanation, listening of opinions, and then decide on the way forward.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam speaking on Saturday. The decision follows a day of intense protests in the city, and the St. Louis Blues are celebrating their Stanley Cup victory with a parade in downtown St. Louis on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Is this real life?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. This is Radio Law Talk.
Real life is the admissions scandal we've been talking about for weeks, and an interesting thing very quickly, Felicity Huffman and William Macy, her husband, Felicity did plead guilty, and just this week the prosecutor said that they're going to recommend between 4 and 10 months of incarceration to the judge. So they're going to decide that. We're going to find out what's going to happen there with Felicity Huffman. But on that same sense, the issue is the ex-Stanford coach avoids, that's part of this admission scandal, avoids prison.
He is the first person to receive a sentence in this case. Really quickly, this was the sailing coach. Now, not every university you go to has sailing.
I
want to go back to case or no case and find out what the stuff is.
Oh, did I not hear
you?
Oh, man, I am really messed up.
Having along listening to a radio alien show.
Oh my gosh, I did that. I was like, la da 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 da. Let's move on.
All right, here we
go. Yeah, I'll go back through it.
Back to the curious case of Sergeant Willis Boshiers, a U.S. serviceman based in the U.K., woke up one morning and realized there was a deceased woman at his feet. He tried to dispose of the remains, told authorities he was involved. He actually confessed to strangling the local woman, Jean Constable, in the early hours of New Year's Day, 1961, but said he had an excuse that would certainly get him acquitted. The 3-point bonus was, would you realize that Sergeant Boshiers claimed he was asleep and woke up only to realize what had occurred? At his trial, February 1961, at the Essex Assizes, he pled not guilty of being to the crime because he was asleep at the time he committed the murder, and he was
asleep. Is that right?
I
think you're right. I said he was acquitted. We all said that he wins.
We all said that he was acquitted. I guess
But the 3-point bonus only comes for sleepwalking.
And I'm the one that guessed the word.
She just guessed. All she guessed was what it was. The name
the
was.
The definition of.
She didn't say it was sleepwalking before. I'm not trying to pound on you.
To give out the 3-point bonus. That was a pretty specific 3-point bonus.
I was the one that brought up the defense of not being conscious and not knowing what's going on. I even referenced Ambien.
Listen to all the whiner lawyers. Technically,
he wasn't sleepwalking. He was sleep strangling. There was no point that he took any steps.
You want to know more interesting than that, Cal? The interesting thing about that, of course, who's the most intelligent lawyer sitting at this table? We know.
It's Denise.
You know what? When I was in seventh grade, and this is anecdotal, this is important, I got the tip-off from the very first tip from the basketball game. I got the ball and ran the wrong way and made a basket for the other team in a tournament. We lost by 2 points. This is no lie. And the worst part about it is a guy from the other team was defending me and trying to block my shot. That was exactly like today. I was stupid enough to go on, and I got my colleague here playing right along with me. Yeah, we got to talk about the scandal thing. And Denise is like, dude, we're not done.
Hey, I'm trying to pull you guys back. Come on,
I have refereed
back.
Many a basketball game.
We have fun.
The junior high kids are the ones that are the fun, especially at halftime. You administer the ball at halftime to start the game, and you hand the ball and you point at the back, and the kid's thinking, wait a minute, we were shooting at that basket last time, so they go the wrong way. So you stop them and start again.
All right, 11:36. I'm going to remember that for our bloopers.
All right.
11:36. I wrote it down. Bloopers on this date. Okay.
And
now
that,
we can talk about. Go ahead.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case.
Boy, did we mess that one up, Todd, or what?
Yep. Yeah, we did. I was following my fearless leader off the cliff.
We're like two sheep going over
lemmings.
The cliff.
And I knew the year was important because that is the time when they had the first I'm asleep defense.
That's right. And that was it. There you go.
Oh, yeah. And I believe I mentioned consciousness of defenses, but whatever.
Are we talking about
Stanford?
Huh?
Yeah,
the
Stanford coach.
Go for it.
So the Stanford scandal. So the coach at Stanford is the first coach to be sentenced in all of this, and he got one.
All of the what? What's this?
It's the Stanford scandal, the admission scandal, the stuff that you were talking about with Huffman. So here's what he did. He's alleged. It's interesting. He accepted over $600,000 in bribes, but he gave all the money. The money came in. It went all to the program. He was the sailing team coach. He didn't keep any money for himself. He allowed it to come in. It went there. The money was being paid by this guy, Rick Singer, who we've talked about before, who was the admissions consultant helping all of these folks get in. He's the one that met with the celebrities to grease the skids to get their kids in, and basically the one who turned state's evidence and was the chief witness against all of them. So Singer sent him money up to $500,000 on one account, but again, the money all went to the program. He didn't keep any of it. The prosecutor was arguing, this is the thing that the prosecutors kind of got to me here. The prosecutor wanted him to spend a year in custody. A year. And the prosecutor said, if we fail to take these crimes seriously, if you just give him a slap on the wrist instead of a real punishment, we are shortchanging not only the criminal justice system, but all those kids in high school who are working hard every day in an effort to improve their own lives and get into the best school. I say, come on, reality check here. First of all, it is a myth that if a person avoids going to jail, that somehow any other punishment is a slap on the wrist. This guy, he lost his job. He's got a fine. He's going to be on probation for 2 years. He does a day in custody. He has home confinement for 6 months. You know, the loss to his reputation, all of that, this is more than a slap on the wrist. And please, I'm going to go on a little rant here. The poor kids that were disenfranchised, he was the sailing team coach. I doubt that any kid in high school who was a recruit for the sailing team, which is not one of those sports that you see played in the projects or at the playgrounds and stuff, people that engage in that sport have money, families that have boats, they aren't hurting, and they probably got in anyway. Some of the kids that were part of this, in one kid in particular, it was somebody from China. A kid from China ended up not getting in through the Grease and the Skids with the sailing team, but still got in on his own merit. Got into Stanford. Singer, the guy who was the ringleader of all this, still paid $500,000, went to the program. And the school, when they found out about this, still expelled the kid, even though he didn't get in as a result of the bribes. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox here. I think that the sentence was appropriate given the circumstances. He didn't keep the money. Schools all over the country accept donations from boosters and stuff, and in exchange, kids get admitted.
That's exactly.
It happens all the time. I just think this is a reach on these facts with this defendant.
The vice president of Stanford has said that they view as that $770,000 total that they got through Singer's sham, not necessarily just in this matter, but in other matters, they view it as tainted, and now they're trying to determine an appropriate way for those funds to be used for the public good, not just for their programs.
Well, it went to the program. Well, the public, it went to their program.
Well, that's not public. That's a private school. So now that's, we're going to find out later, I guess, what they're going to actually do with that money.
Yeah. Something tells me what they're going to end up doing is telling the members of the sailing team, all right, so here's what we're going to do because the money's tainted. For at least one race a year, you guys have to do the race with frowns on your face, remorseful that that's what happens. Then we'll feel good about keeping the money.
And with one oar.
Yes. That's the rowing team. This is the sailing team.
Without a mainsail.
Yes.
No, actually, you guys are all wrong. What it's going to be is you're going to bring the other team to the event in the Ferraris. So what they're going to do is, all you kids, your Ferraris, you're going to bring the other team we're going to play against, the Sacramento State Hornets. They get to ride in the Ferraris to the sailing event.
I'm just waiting for the media to come in here and say, how dare Stanford University have a sport that trains the future Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
You know, oh my gosh, the sailing team. Where are you pillaging and plundering?
Where's Johnny Depp when we need him? He could make a donation right now.
Well, I'm sure Johnny Depp, well, I don't know, man. That money's blowing pretty much. Those of you who don't listen to us all the time, Johnny Depp's, about every other week, we have a Johnny Depp lawsuit story. So we come back, we're going to talk about InfoWars. We're also going to talk about Stairway to Heaven dispute. I'm telling you, I've got the best quick take you've ever had at the end of our at this hour.
Our last minute.
We're going to tell you some quick takes, and mine's going to be awesome. Denise, give us the phone number.
1-855-529-7234, or that's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We'll be right back. InfoWars and Stairway to Heaven.
We've got more Radio Law Talk coming right up. Don't forget, all the episodes are stashed at RadioLawTalk.com. We can listen on your time.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention GCN Self-Reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location station, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Show me the money.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
I just want to briefly talk about the InfoWars thing because I want to get the stairway to heaven. But the lawsuit, Todd, you kind of are in this. Tell them what InfoWars is, or do you know what it is? I'm not a big follower of it. Denise, do you know?
I think what happened here is there's Pepe the Frog is like it became an internet meme almost, been used all over the place. The right, the conservative right, started to use them in some political things. And that's when the claimed owner, Matt Fury, decided that he was going to try to enforce his copyright to Pepe the Frog.
Which he didn't with when other people were using them, but only when the conservatives.
Exactly. Right. So there's a lot of issues that arose. We talked about the abandonment of the copyright. We talked about the public use of the copyright or fair use of the copyright. And the case now it's been settled. And the funny part about this is that it's been settled for $15,000 when he wanted millions of dollars. And the important thing, I think, Fred, about the $15,000 is what is that? That's basically the cost of defense. So he's getting out of it. There's no answer to whether or not he abandoned the copyright. There's no answer to whether or not there's fair use of that because it became an internet meme and very much public. And so that's basically what it is. Cost of defense settled. the suit.
Yeah, the only issues that were raised in this that were really novel that caused a lot of other copyright lawyers and folks that have issues with this to really take note is, first, the abandonment issue. Abandonment of copyright is very rarely a successful claim. And they are referring to the fact that he had said, I don't care if people are using it. They can go ahead and use it for whatever you want, blah, blah, blah. Well, InfoWars' argument was that they were repurposing the meme. It was the frog was supposed to be all peace-loving and stuff, and then when it started being used by the alt-right crowd, that's where he got upset. The other part was with the way the court ruled. When you do a trial, sometimes judges make determinations, right? And then juries make determinations. You take a DUI with a prior. When it comes to proving the prior DUI charge, the judge will determine whether or not it is a valid prior for a valid DUI, and then the jury will determine whether or not evidence was sufficient to prove that the person had been convicted of it. It's this dual thing. Well, normally, the affirmative defense of fair use in a copyright claim is something that the judge determines whether or not it works. But in this case, the judge ruled that, you know what, I think that the jury can hear a lot on that. And that had people freaking out because you're going to let these lay people make a complicated legal determination of fair use and whether or not that would have set a dangerous precedent had it gone forward with how these things are claimed. And a lot of people were really nervous about that, but the $15,000 settlement took it out of play, so they don't have to worry about it.
This was a motion for summary judgment that was brought to try to quash the complaint, in essence. And when the motion for summary judgment was decided, the judge said there's factual disputes here that still exist, so these defenses could still be raised. I didn't read it as that the judge said, I get to decide it or the jury gets to decide it. But if the judge did that, it would be very rare that that would happen. Usually it's still, if it's still going to be a matter of law, and they decide the fact in a certain way, the judge makes that decision, right?
Yes, it does. And in the research in this case, came across a decision. It says that while judges often decide the affirmative defense of fair use as a matter of law, this judge, Fitzgerald, thought that a jury could best address the question of whether InfoWars had created a new purpose. So by opening it up there, that would have been an issue at trial, and that made people too nervous. But like I said, all goes away with the $15,000 settlement. Let's go to Stairway to Heaven.
This one I love.
Yeah, remember, I was at Stairway to Heaven. This was one of my favorites.
Now, which song is this? Hold on, just listen to it. Which one would you think this is?
Think Stairway to Heaven, huh?
I'm thinking, this is just a remix of Stairway to Heaven, somebody doing something really cool. This is the song that the plaintiffs are saying that Stairway to Heaven was based on. Now, this song is Stairway to Heaven, and there's a lot of similarity. And the issue in the first trial came down to the fact that when the copyright was registered, okay, remember, when these songs were written, the only way you could register a copyright was with the sheet music.
Play the other one first. Keep going, Cal. The other one first.
Copyright law hadn't developed to the part where the recording could be copyrighted. It was just the sheet music, and the sheet music did not include this introduction.
A lot of times they didn't make sheet music during the early 1900s. They didn't have sheet music.
So
you can't copyright something that they didn't have sheet music.
This song called Taurus, interestingly enough, they're even in the same key. In the same key. Listen. Same key.
Yeah, which is, and I will say, it's, there are three keys that almost
everybody
rock song.
Yes.
The key of E, the key of A, and the key of D, because they're very easy to play on the guitar. So you got a 1-in-3 shot of getting it.
But this particular guitar walk-down pattern.
Absolutely. It's very unique and very iconic.
Yeah.
Now, on the recording issue, so the plaintiff's lawyer, Francis Malafi, he's representing Skidmore, who represents the estate of the writer of the Spirit song, says nearly, quote, nearly every song composed from 1909 to 1978, with the exception of classical music, was composed on instruments, not sheet music.
That's exactly right. Yep.
The lead sheets submitted to the Copyright Office are complete enough to identify the song, but almost never consist of all the notes in the musical composition, and there's no evidence, no statutory text, and no reason to believe that Congress ever intended that an author converting his common law right to a federal copyright by registration could possibly shrink or modify that scope of his already existing copyright. So basically, he said, it doesn't make any sense if you're the creator of an entire song, that when you try to convert it to sheet music so you can get a copyright, that somehow Congress meant that it shrunk your right to
sheet music and not as to the final
production. You can't have the intro. You can't have the intro because you didn't write it down. Come on.
Well, I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
I saw something on YouTube where this guy was just playing the simple guitar, and he played the same riff. It's a riff you guys are talking about, a 30-second riff, and that played the same riff, if you will, and it could be sung to five or six different types of songs.
But it wasn't until it was iconized by Taurus and Spirit and then by Stairway to Heaven. Then it became that. So
here's what's interesting, though. Talk about what's going on. So who wins and what's on appeal? And Taurus wins this appeal.
So Led Zeppelin won at trial, okay? Trial court, or the jury came back and said this was not a copyright infringement. And then on appeal, the appellate panel, all right, just a three-person panel, found that that the jury was not instructed properly, that it was wrong to not have, for example, Jimmy Page, the guitarist for Led Zeppelin, sitting on the stand when it was played so jurors could see his reaction. And so they overturned it, and then the overall appellate court, the Ninth Circuit...
No, both parties then objected to the appeal, the decision of the appeal, and they went in vain.
We're up on time here. So they appealed to the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit's now going to hear the whole thing. The whole panel's going to hear
it. Right.
They're going to go ahead with it.
M-Bank.
So we will find out what they say.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Quick Takes, Denise Dirks. What today is your Quick Take?
Pepe the Frog doesn't get his day in court, and he still may lean right. Only time's going to tell.
Mr. Kunin, your Quick Take.
Litigation tip of the day to the federal prosecutor in the Stanford coach case. You're never going to make points with the judge if you tell the judge that a proposed sentence is too light and just a slap on the wrist.
Mr. Penny, your Quick Take.
My Quick Take Live is I'm going back to my cassette tapes of my old band TFR where I was the piano player. And you know what? I'm going to see if anyone has copied some of my terrible original songs, and I'm going to sue.
Attaboy.
All right, we're going to be right back in about a week. So if you want to join us, don't forget, this hour of Radio Law Talk is done. We're a three-hour show. Come join us Pacific Time, 9 to noon. See ya.
We'll see you next time on Radio Law Talk, on RadioLawTalk.com, on your favorite radio station, or wherever you choose to listen to us. Thank you. Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.